This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3738, for Wednesday, the 30th of November, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Brief Intro on KDE. It is the first show by new host Kingezi, and is about 3 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Brief Intro on KDE.
I thought I would dip my toes into recording for Hacker Public Radio by recording a short episode on an app I have found useful, KMyMoney. It technically comes with KDE, but I have used it on other Linux desktop environments plus on Windows. I found no episode already discussing it, so I thought it'd be useful to add to the catalog. So first, what is this application? From the website, they say, KMyMoney is a cross-platform personal finance manager built on KDE Frameworks technologies for your desktop and notebook environment. It enables users to keep careful track of their personal finances by providing a broad array of financial features and tools. The principal goals of the application are ease of use. KMyMoney strives to be the easiest open source personal finance manager to use, especially for the non-technical user. Familiarity. KMyMoney already provides the most important features found in commercially available personal finance managers, and we are constantly planning, testing, and releasing new features to fit every task you'll ever encounter. Accuracy. Using time-tested double-entry accounting principles, KMyMoney can help ensure that your finances are recorded as they should. So how do I use this? I use this in two ways. One, I use this to balance my checkbook. Since access to the bank and many bills are electronic, I found it easier to reconcile differences through an application rather than by paper. And two, it helps me keep track of the regular bills. So related to the bills, I wanted to briefly talk about the scheduled transactions, which I find most helpful. So from the website, again, the schedule view, you can create and manage scheduled transactions in the schedule view. Schedules are a very useful and time-saving feature. Creating a scheduled transaction for a regularly recurring event like your rent or your bills will help you not forget to pay them on time. Schedules can even be configured to automatically enter a transaction into the ledger for you if you want. Schedule creating or editing transactions. Scheduled transactions can be bills, deposits, or transfers. When a scheduled transaction is created or edited, the transaction information is displayed in a dialog where you can enter or edit the transaction details. So some examples of how I use a scheduled transaction. One, reminders on the bills that occur monthly. These bills are the most typical, for instance, the monthly electric bill that occurs around a typical day of the month. Two, there is at least one bill that occurs quarterly and another that occurs annually. Four, I have a bi-weekly paycheck that I have as a reminder to enter. So, in summary, both the balancing of the checkbook and using the scheduled transactions has helped reduce me being late on a bill, especially when I miss that last submit on when there are several steps to actually pay a bill. I hope at least some of you have found this episode useful. Thanks.
Have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.